From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 46 people, most of them Iraqi pilgrims, were killed on Saturday in twin bombings that targeted a religious shrine in Damascus. More than 120 other people were wounded in the Syrian capital. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring Iraq, including a double bombing last June that killed 12 people at a shrine in a Damascus suburb. Syrian authorities and monitors cited conflicting reports about the cause of the explosions. State television said bombs had been planted in the Syrian capital's Bab al-Sakhir cemetery, which includes a shrine where Shiites venerate some of the early figures of their faith. The Shiite militant group Hezbollah, however, said suicide bombers had carried explosives to the shrine, which marks one of the seven gates to the old city of Damascus. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party won a landslide victory in the politically crucial northern state of Uttar Pradesh, giving the Indian leader a huge boost halfway through his term. The country's most populous state, where the BJP swept away the ruling regional Samajwadi Party, was the biggest electoral prize of the five states which went to the polls in recent weeks. Modi personally led his party's campaign in Uttar Pradesh, promising growth and defending his controversial ban on high-value currency notes, which many had feared would alienate poor voters in an impoverished state. This is VOA News.